You got Spotify or Apple Music?
I'm an Apple Music guy. You know how that is.
Yeah, I forgot. Apple Music. So you didn't get the playlist of your like best songs of 2021. Did Apple Music give you something like that?
Yeah, they gave you like the top list of like what you listen to. You know though, that I was looking at our Spotify and Apple numbers, you know, that 75% of our listeners are on Apple Podcasts.
Yeah. But I mean, that's a totally different ballgame from Apple Podcasts to Apple Music compared to Spotify Podcasts. You know, there's no such thing as really Spotify Podcasts instead of Spotify Music. Like everyone is on Spotify Music.
But you get your podcast on your music. So it should be more Spotify, right?
No. Apple Music and Apple Podcasts are two different apps.
Yeah, but I'm saying for Spotify, that should be better for the users, right? You get it all in one app, right?
Yeah.
So why don't we have more listeners on Spotify?
Oh,
you see what I'm saying here?
Yeah, I mean, I get what you're saying. Yeah, sure. Like, I get it, but people use Spotify for music, like strictly for music. And Apple Music. See, I don't know, man. Apple Music people are just kind of weird. Apple Music is weird, dude. So, all right. So, pretty much, you know, spot because you can't post the Apple Music like your best of 2021 Apple Music like on social media, can you?
No, you can't.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah, you can't really do any of that. You can't like
share. Yeah, why not?
You can get it, you get it, but you can't share it. Like Spotify gives you the ability to like share it.
I know, and it has its whole fucking lineup and everything else. Pretty fucking cool. I'm an
Apple guy, dude. Fuck Spotify.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I told you, man, that's like one of my red flags for a woman. Like if you listen to Apple Music, I cannot mess around, dude. You know, not that anybody's messing around with me in the first place. You know, I'm just trying to touch fingertips with somebody else, you know. Even it could be anybody at this point. You know, New Year, same me. I'm still a freak. You know, it is what it is. Anyways, we on, dude?
Yeah, let's go.
Are we recording? Okay, cool. What's up, guys? Welcome in. We're talking about Apple Music and Spotify. Well, I guess they probably already heard because we're just going to leave this in, right? Okay, cool. What's up, guys? Listen to Man to Man. It's Andy and Liam. The conversation that we are talking about right now is whether you listen to Apple Music or Spotify Music. And I was asking you the question because I've been listening. Once you get that playlist out, you listen to your top 2021 songs. It's like, I think for me, it was probably, I don't know, like 150 songs, probably. I don't know, 100 songs. I'm tired of listening to all those songs. I've been listening to all those songs for like 3 weeks now. And I guess I'm going to start diving into new music, you know, on the Discover Weekly. But I don't know. I can't do the whole Apple Music thing because I listen to podcasts on Apple Podcasts. And so I'm just tired of listening to the songs. So now I'm at a point where I'm like, I don't know if I want to listen to new music, but new year, new me. You know, let's try the new stuff.
Isn't that when you're new for next year, your new listens, your new music is going to start? So new shit right now, right?
I know, dude. I know. So if anybody out there has got any recommendations, just I don't know how you're going to get in contact with us, but maybe you can just kind of say it out loud while you're listening. I don't know. Texas, maybe. But all right. What's up, guys? It's Andy and Liam. From Man to Man Podcast, and we're in our first episode, lifestyle episode, I guess, of the new year. Happy New Year, happy 2022. Hopefully it's going to be a good year for all of us, and we've kind of been out for a couple of weeks. I guess our last episode was before Christmas, so we're going to kind of talk about a lot of things here, just kind of chat it up. It's different from our basketball episode. If you guys missed our first basketball episode of the new year, go check it out. We posted that on Monday. And we're talking all ball, dude. You know, I ain't really watched any basketball lately, but I tried to put in my 2 cents. Liam, I know you do the same, but just a little bit more. So it might be 3 for you. But yeah, we're just going to shoot it. Hope you guys enjoyed the episode. before we actually get into the episode, we do have an ad. So if you like ads, you know, might as well listen. If you don't, you know, skip, I don't know, probably 30 seconds, Liam. But we are sponsored by BetMGM. I know a lot of you guys use those sport books out there. NFL playoffs is coming up. So we got a good deal for you. BetMGM, use the link in our description or whatever platform you're listening on to opt in for a $10 bet on any NFL team touchdown score to win $200. Now you have to be a new user on BetMGM to receive this opportunity. I know I've never used BetMGM, so I've used it already. And, you know, we're betting on the Titans over here. Tighten up. Hope we can get that buy on the first week and get it going. So BetMGM, click the link in the description of whatever platform you're listening on, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or go to any of our social media platforms at Man to Man Podcast. We got that link in our bio. Click on it. Opt in, throw in $10, win $200. Take it out, honestly. You know, that's what I'm doing. I'm going to take that shit out. I ain't going to bet the $200. That's how they get you. You know, they get your credit card information, everything else. That's how they get you. But yeah, man, this episode is going to be exciting. We're going to talk a lot about what Liam and I have been up to. We're going to get into what we want to do this year as far as a pod goes. And we're going to get into some quick shooters and things like that. So without further ado, this is your co-host, Andy Elliott.
Alongside your co-host, Liam. The hoop star,
let's get into it. Hoping for the best, but expecting the worst. Are you gonna drop the bomb or not? Let us die young or let us live forever. We don't have the power, but we never say never. Sitting in a sandpit, life is a short trip. The music's for the sad man.
First episode of the new year. We're trying to get goody. We left 2021 in the past. We got a lot of big things coming up for the podcast in 2022. But I want to shout out our last, I guess, big event for the podcast in our clothing drive. I think it was over 500 donations of clothing, shoes, hats, t-shirts, socks. We got some underwear out there too. That shit was, don't know if we need the underwear.
Smelly underwear action.
Yeah, but it was just good to see that you guys, you know, are helping us help other people. We also got over $400 donated as well, right? We got about $400.
Yep, for the van, the groceries, yep.
Groceries and all of that. So I think that's a kind of what I wanted to start. I just want to make sure you guys are getting the love out there, and we just wanted to say that we really do appreciate all the support. Obviously, for something that was a good cause and means kind of a lot to us, kind of trying to do as much as we can to build up our city, right?
Yeah, and you actually left with the big ass bag in the room up here still. So, yeah, appreciate that, man. I don't know how I'm gonna get this bag out. You know, we had a ton of clothes that we didn't know what else to do with them. We just had so much stuff: shoes, women's clothing, everything else. And Liam agreed to take the excess bags and boxes and whatever and help me take it downstairs. I mean, this shit is like, I don't know, probably like, I'd say at least 100 pounds, dude. You know, that bag.
It's pushing it.
It's 75 at least. So I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm probably just going to roll it down. But yeah, I mean, the Christmas merch is out. People say the Christmas merch, that MTM with the sword, looks like the word mom. So sorry, man. I mean, you know, Man to Man Podcast, the wording is underneath, but I think it's a pretty cool design.
It's our best one yet, honestly.
Yeah,
I think
it's the best one.
Especially football season's around, you got to get your hoodie out. I mean, it's cold as hell. I know up here in Indianapolis, it's cold in a motherfucker out here.
Yeah.
And like it switched like a dime. I mean, really, because it was like 40 degrees on Sunday. And now we're, you know, recording on Tuesday and it's like almost 15 degrees is cold.
I didn't like how warm it was in December, bro. Because I got COVID actually when everyone else got it a couple weeks ago. Well, anyway, so we did our drive and then, you know, Liam and I guess Liam was in town and, you know, went out, whatever. We had Sunday scaries and I think that was like on the 23rd. The 22nd. No, I think it was on like the 18th, 19th. You're back in Indy. We're going to have you back here in Nashville. That's the, you know, one of the big, I guess, updates that we want to tell you guys. The pod is going to look different. It's not going to be Liam and I looking at each other on a screen. We're going to have a studio set up, so we're excited about that. But yeah, you did go back, and then I got COVID the next like 2 days after that. Now you just got your booster. Actually, got my booster today, and like I feel all right. You know, I drank some coffee. I don't feel that bad.
I got my booster, and I'll tell you what, it put me on my ass.
Well, that's because you had the J&J, bro. Like the J&J is like, it's like a crippled shot, like a crippled vaccine, you know. J&J, you're gonna get some blood clots in that thing, bro.
No, I was out for the entire day. I like was so fatigued. My body was really fatigued, but I'm good. When I left, you mentioned that your grandma or somebody was coming into town, right? And like 2 days after, you were like, I'm not feeling very well.
What's going on? I know. I tried to blame it on Grams, you know. I tried to blame it on Grams, that's for sure. My grandma was staying in with my aunts and my cousins, and like two of my cousins don't have the vaccine, and you know, now they are sick as we're speaking right now. They have COVID. My aunt has pneumonia. I don't know what they're doing. They're up in Indiana too. But yeah, my grandma, I picked her up from the airport, ate some Hattie B's, and the next day I just woke up, just felt like I got hit by a train. And you know, we all say like, you know, oh yeah, I think I've had COVID before, but that wasn't anything like what I thought that I had. I got hit, dude. And everyone else did too. Everyone else did here in Nashville. So y'all just be safe out there, man. I was probably in bed for like a week, and I just had, you know, fatigue, body aches, headaches. You know, I was just tired and everything else. I had brain fog. I still have a little bit of brain fog, you know, because I already had brain frog. You know what I'm saying? Frog, you know. See, dude, I can't even talk right now, man. So like, I don't know. It was a weird transition into trying to be a normal human being again, which, you know, I'm still trying to figure out how to do to this day. But yeah, it was great. And then I think I made the one joke. And it's really not even a joke. My grandma falls a lot, man. But I made the one joke to you before she came into town. I was like, man, I really hope my grandma doesn't fall. You know, we got the whole room set for it and everything else. You prepped it nice for grandma, by the way. You prepped that room nice for grandma, man. You made a big ass indent in the mattress. You know, now she's complaining about the mattress. Appreciate you on that. Nah, I'm kidding.
That mattress is untouchable, though. That's a great mattress.
It is a great mattress. She's complaining how it's too firm, though. Like, her back is like cracking like a million times, as if it wasn't already. But yeah, no. So that first day, I guess, or the second day, she was in town. And the first day, I felt shitty. At the end of the night, she texted me. She was in all caps. I've fallen. I can't get up. I said, grandmother's life alert. You know, hit it. She ain't got no life alert. So yeah, and I had to pick her up, man. My grandma was kind of heavy too. So I said, grandma, you cannot be doing this, man. And so, you know, my mom got a little sick. My grands got a little sick. So she's still here. And I don't know, man. It's just kind of a weird time, but we're just trying to live it, man. Happy 2022. My grandma fell. No more falls. Got the booster today. Feeling A-OK. Let's talk a little bit about New Year's, man. What did you do on New Year's? I thought you were going to come to Nashville. You know, everyone's trying to test negative in Nashville before New Year's. I didn't realize that Nashville was on national television in two different spots in Nashville. Miley Cyrus played, I think, in Bicentennial Park. It's a big park here in Germantown near Broadway. And then all of Broadway was filmed. I think at like Honky Tonk too. There's a bunch of different places. But what did you do for New Year's, and how did you bring in the New Year's with all your boys up in Indiana?
I didn't really do anything big. You made a joke when
that's the joke right there. You know what I'm saying?
Say, you made the joke of I'm kind of an old man in that regards. I went out. I actually worked Friday night till about 8 o'clock. Came home, took a shower, then I went out. Had a you know, went out to the bar that I usually go out to downtown, had a drink or two. The fucking, you know, it was 12:01 that everybody's celebrating. Got me a shot, went home, went to sleep. I was in bed and asleep by 12:45. I mean, at the latest.
Yeah,
I wasn't out there.
Yeah, that's nice.
Wasn't out there, you know, like we were in, you know, out till 5 a.m., you know, all that. I'm not doing all that. New Year's is just, I don't know. It was weird, though, too.
New Year's is kind of an overrated holiday, maybe?
I almost will say I like almost New Year's Day better than New Year's Eve.
I don't think anybody likes New Year's Day better than New Year's Eve.
The couple friends I do have, thank you, up here, have a party that day. And then my family has a party that night. Yeah, so New Year's Day is more of like, I get to enjoy more of like the social aspect in terms of like going to different parties and stuff.
I was on skeleton status. Like I was getting ready to pass, bro. Like on New Year's
because
Day.
Because you stay out so late. Like I don't know how, I don't get it. I don't get how people do that all day. Like usually, because it was weird, it was on a Friday. Like it's already like, let's turn up for the weekend vibes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's like, really, you get an extra day, truly, because nobody's working on Friday.
And so no one worked. I realized like not a lot of people worked in that between week, between Christmas and New Year's.
I realized that too. It was very...
like normal people did, but you know, other people didn't.
The people that got real jobs and real 9-to-5s, they had it off. So
yeah,
it was a weird, it was kind of a weird week, honestly, for me, but I don't know. It was good. I wouldn't say it was anything special.
Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't for me either. You know, I wasn't looking for that smooch, you know, at midnight or anything else. Like I already knew I was down bad all 2021. There's no chance for me. But yeah, I went to a couple different places. It was fun. I don't know if I have any like resolutions or anything except for maybe like I don't want to drink alcohol in the month of January. And I know I might slip up on this, but like, man, my face got so fat in the past, I'd say like 4 or 5 years, honestly, just drinking booze and not working out. And I don't want to smoke the Juul in January. I got a Juul for New Year's Eve. Don't really want to do that either. So if I have any resolutions, those are probably my two resolutions. I gotta relax and get back up, man. I'm kind of already in that routine where it's like, all right, wake up, feeling sluggish. You know, let's try to figure out how to put some new batteries in the clock and get going again. You know.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I think biggest thing for like my resolution is like getting back to like what my routine was like through all of COVID and being at the house and coming out of, you know, the, I guess I don't even know what you would call it, the quarantine, but it wasn't really quarantine, you know. But all the restrictions and stuff, you don't go out as much. But now this year, I think I'm trying to get back to where I was, like getting up at 8 o'clock, you know, getting all my shit done that I needed to get done, hit the gym. Yeah. And so I think that's kind of like a good start. It doesn't help that I'm kind of in transition of moving and stuff. But at the same time, it's like with that, once I get down to Nashville, it'll be so much more easier for me to get into that because I'll already kind of have the foundation of this is kind of what I want to do. But yeah, I think that's the biggest thing is getting back to an actual real routine, like a big person, like some grown up.
Yeah, you know, like sometimes I forget to drink water. It's that bad. You know? Oh, man. You know, I don't got any urge to chase Kitty this year, at least for the first part. And I don't know. I'm just trying to get, you know, back on my grind and things like that. I dreamt about Addison Rae last night, man. You know, and I'm just trying to, I don't know. Maybe I'm trying to figure out how to get famous, dude. You know, we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. Mom, nah, I'm kidding.
Okay. What you dreaming about Addison Rae for?
We were watching a swim meets. So yeah, we were watching meets? Like people swim. Yeah.
What, like you were just thinking you were gonna see her in a bikini, but you showed up in your swimming clothes.
No. We went to the swim meet together. We were sitting in the bleachers, like betting on like Phelps to win or something. I don't even know what it was. And just walked out and like held hands while we were going to our car back in the parking lot. And then there was like some big shooting like right next to us, and we somehow dodged the bullets and everything else. Wild. But I don't know, man. Maybe that's a sign, dude.
No, I think that COVID got you fucked up. COVID got you mind fucked up.
Yeah, dude. I've been feeling a little weird. Trust me, man. But I feel like I'm always feeling a little weird. So that's the good part about life, man. Someone said it was a simulation. I don't doubt it, dude. We'll try to figure it out. But it's going to be a good year. Hopefully everyone had a great holiday, great set of holidays. We're back to it now. And you know, a lot of jobs opening it up, and hopefully we can chase some Kitty later on in the year. But you know, right now it's just, you know, focus on yourself and do you and get that crypto portfolio up. Liam's moving to Nashville. That's great. We are actually going to go into a new segment that we like to call our MTM questionnaire. And these are just going to be quick shooter questions. Throw some content up for TikTok. Go follow us on TikTok at Management Podcast, and we'll get you going on your way. But
yeah, so like you mentioned, just quick shooter questions. I don't really know why we named it shooters. Sounds like I'm going to the bar and getting some shooters or some little burgers. But I think we'll start it off with the guys have it so much harder when they're trying to date somebody or get to know somebody. But do you find it harder for like guys to socialize with women in public more than anything? Not just, you know, you invite somebody over and you guys are talking, that's fine. But like in public, if you're trying to like go out on a date, is it harder for you as a guy to socialize with a woman? I feel like there's so much standards that are put on us.
Yeah. Yeah, it is actually, because I don't talk to women in the first place. So, like, trying to hit on someone, yes, being friends with a woman, no, but you try to hit on a woman at a gym or anything else like that, you're going to look like a stalker. So for me, trying to hit on a woman, I don't even know how I'm really doing it in the first place, but yeah, I don't know what I would say to a woman, man. I feel like I'd just kind of get scared and piss my pants a little bit, but hitting on a woman, I'd probably just be like, oh, where'd you get that, that smile, and then probably get smacked in the face.
What? All right. I mean, I think it is. I think the biggest thing for guys is it's just harder for them to be taken seriously almost. Cause like, if you just walk up and be like, hey, how are you doing? Like, I think you're really pretty, or like,
oh, you're done after that. Hey, how are you doing? Yeah, they lost interest on that.
It's just harder for guys to gain, like girls, I think we've talked about it a little bit, but girls could legitimately, if they wanted to, they could just go up to anybody and be like, take me home. And 90% of the guys will be like, yeah, sure.
Yeah, yeah. Well, especially when we're talking about the gym too. Like, I saw this TikTok of this girl like in the gym, and she was like, oh yeah, watch me shoot my shot. I finally shot my shot with this guy, watch. And she's like doing her own weights. The guy walks behind her and they just both make eye contact. And then she like, I don't know, continues doing her workout, and she got blasted in the comments. Like, that was not your shot. Like, what do you mean by that? But you make eye contact with a chick and you're like, or she makes eye contact with you, you're probably in, dude. You know, either that or she's looking how musty you are. She's like, I try to avoid a musty dude like that. It'd probably be myself.
Yeah, I think that's a fair thing. Another thing, though, I was talking to a girl about was everybody has like, they're scared of things, right? But yeah. B, like, what, you got any like weird ass phobias, like some phobias that like, not like you being scared of like, I don't know, snakes or something, but what do you got any like weird, like, ugh, I ain't doing this.
Yeah. Probably fear of blood.
But you,
I was going to say probably fear of blood coming out of my eyes. Honestly, bro. You know what I'm
saying? Have you ever seen them people that get the blood, like they like bleed tattoos inside the eye?
No, I haven't.
Like they're like, they pop a blank, a blood. Oh, you're vessel talking about
like, yeah. I've done that before.
That shit looks scary. You talking about like that?
Yeah. Well, no. I'm just talking about just straight bleeding out of your eyes or something. I guess I'm thinking of like some horror movie or something. Like someone rocks you in the eye or stabs like a sword in your eye or something, and you're just bleeding out the eye. Like, that's probably what I'm scared of the most. I don't know. You know, like, you know what I'm saying. You don't want to get shot in the eye and your eye starts, you know, just bleeding everywhere. Like, I've had a blood clot in my eye or a blood vessel popped in my eye, but it was because I threw up too much. I think I was drinking too much Faygo or something. And I just started throwing up and my eye was bleeding. And then had the blood clot or vessel or whatever for like a month. So probably fear of blood coming out of my eyes. What about you?
I would say the biggest thing that I really is what it is like underwater stuff. Like, I love to swim and stuff, but like my biggest phobia is like being like trapped underwater, right? I don't know. It's something about the water. I love being in the water, and I love water sports like skiing and tubing and wakeboarding and all that. But like going underwater, people that scuba dive, I'm be honest, like my cousin is like going through the training for that, like being like an underwater like scuba engineer or some shit. Oh, really nice. Cool.
Yeah.
And he's like underwater all the time. And I'm just sitting there like, I don't know if I would trust myself and the equipment to keep me alive underwater.
You never know what bacteria is going up you too, man. Like, we got a couple holes invested in our bodies. And you never know. You know, that's what I'm scared of. Like, any sea salt going up my anus or anything like that.
I mean, that's fair. I mean,
yeah, I mean, like, yeah, like jellyfish or anything like that. Like, you get stung in the ass, dude. Like, at least use the right cheek, not the left, dog. What are we really talking about here?
The ocean is a scary little thing. Yeah.
Yeah, I might dab on them a couple of seconds. I don't know. I guess another phobia that I have would be fear of sleep. Like, I kind of get scared right before I go to sleep. I'm not going to lie to you. This is real, dude. You know, and this is called somniphobia. Fear of falling asleep, man. That's why I stay up till like 2 a.m. every night. Then I'm like, damn, dude, I think this is it. I think I got to do it now.
What you scared of? Not waking up or just like...
Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit of not waking up and just the fear of... I think it's like the fear of, when am I actually going to fall asleep? You know, you never know when you fall asleep, right? You never know. So I'm just like,
what do you mean you don't know when you fall asleep?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because, like,
no,
I'll close.
I don't.
Yeah, I tell you what, man, I'm scared of falling asleep, man. I put that on Ja. I don't know, man. You close your eyes for so long, and then, like, an hour in, you're still up. Like, last night, I just, like, sat up, and I was like, fuck, dude. I don't know if I could do this, you know? I got to go back to the basics. How do you do it? So that's, I'm just kind of scared.
Man, you are a wild species out here, boy.
You know, and then I wake up and I'm all sluggish. And I'm like, oh, shit, that wasn't that bad. But I that's what I'm saying with the whole, like, you know, 2022, you just got to get better at it. Another fear is I have fear of having surgery. It's homophobia. Never want surgery in my entire life. Probably going to have it at some point. And fear of not having my phone. Nomophobia.
Have you ever had a surgery before?
No, have you?
Oh, yeah.
In your foot?
Foot, ankle.
Yeah. What'd they do?
Put some screws in my shit.
I'm saying, see, that's the thing. Like, fear of falling asleep and fear of surgery. I'm probably going to die at that point.
Nah, you're going to be feeling great with the meds that they give you. You'd be knocked out, wake back up. You'd be like, oh, shit, hit me again.
It was just one surgery, though. You didn't have to do multiple surgeries.
No. And then I got, like, surgery, like, when I was littler on my, like, teeth and shit.
I thought you were going to say something else.
What? All right. On my dangling.
Speaking of dangling, do you ever smell your hand after you scratch your nuts?
Oh, yeah. That's a given.
Yeah.
For a guy, too. For a guy, you just got to make. Sometimes I do it to make sure I ain't smelling like a fucking raccoon out here.
Yeah.
But
there's
something special about that smell. You're like, yep, that's my balls. You ain't feeling that?
Yo, that's some DB for sure. That's some duck butter, if I had to say anything. Nah, that's some DB. You want to see what you smell like. That's for sure. And especially like before hopping in the shower, I kind of compare it as well.
You know? Like before and after.
Yeah, like, dude, I got to see, man. Got to put that body wash on them squirrel nuts. Dude, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, I'm sitting here watching TV, though. I'll make sure, you know, after a long day, I'll be making sure I don't smell too bad. You know what I mean? You got to get you. You gotta get you a little smell about you.
Like, oh,
maybe I'll take a shower tonight instead of the morning.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, man. That DB is some fucking crucial, bro. But you want to see what you smell like when you're making love and everything else too, don't you think?
You know what? I ain't never thought about that before.
Yeah, like, you know.
Because usually, I'll be honest.
When you're getting Mr. Potato Head, you want to see if it's, you know, stanky or not.
I ain't never. I usually, I mean, I'll be taking a shower. I go out and I come back. I don't even be thinking about that, bro.
Yeah, you got to think about that, man. Yeah, you got to see what you know. Cause because everyone smells different. You got to see what you smell like when you're making love, dude. If you're making love, it might not matter since you might already be in love. But for me, you know, making love, there's always that chance of like, does she still love me? She might not because my DB is on crunch right now, dude.
But you're just going to stop the stroke and start smelling around. I smell. Yeah. What's that smell? Is that me?
Yeah.
Hold up. Pause. Let me pause.
Man. Left hand of the pant gang. Always, man. Always. What order do you get dressed in when you come out of the shower?
Shit. I dry myself off. And put the drawers on right there.
Yeah, I'm going straight socks.
Nah, straight drawers. Right when I get out, dry off, drawers, stand in the mirror, brush the teeth.
Yeah.
And then go put some pants on. Socks are like the last thing I put on, bro.
No. I got to go socks and then shirt, brush teeth, drawers.
So you just freeballing it out there for what?
Listen, if we're going to talk about stanky nuts, dude. You want to have that shit freeballing as long as possible once you get out of the shower.
You don't put no powder or nothing down your drawers. I know you. That's why you.
You? I don't know. I don't put any powder. You put powder down your drawers like every single time?
Yeah. When I leave the house, I put a little powder, make sure I ain't got no sweat. Especially back when I was like, you know, working out and playing sports and then college. I'm always putting a little powder down there, make sure I ain't chafing up my shit.
Nah, I'm not doing that, bro. I'm not doing that. I, I'm good. Yeah, no, I'd probably go socks. Yeah, socks, t-shirt. I mean, I'll maybe go socks, underwear, t-shirt, but it's usually socks, t-shirts, let it hang for a sec, brush teeth, and then draws.
Nah, man. That's foul.
I'm not putting powder on my goose. I ain't getting no rash. I'm just going to risk it all, dude. When was the last time you had a rash?
I put some powder on it. I ain't never got a rash.
You put powder on your gooch inside your underwear every single day.
If I'm leaving the house, usually I'll powder it, give a little, too low, get the little trigger finger going. Where's my camera?
You talking about the gold bond? You're on the gold bond?
Yeah.
That gold bond turns into red at some point, dog. Trust me on that.
Nah, never. You can't be sweating. You can't have sweat dripping down your fucking leg. What the fuck are you looking like? That's why you be smelling like funky when you come home and put your hands down your pants. You be smelling like, yeah. Damn, what the fuck I smell like this for? All
right, what do we got next?
Oh, shit. My man, you gonna set me up for this one, huh?
Yeah.
I ain't gonna say that one. But
why not? Wait, why not? Have you ever used a ruler?
Nah, bro.
No.
Have you ever? Actually, you know what? I'm be honest with you. There was me personally. I have not. But I had a lady friend, and she wanted to, you know, see what I was working with, and we did it together. It was a mutual, like, let's see.
Well, I'd hope it'd be a mutual agreement. If not, it'd be sexual harassment.
on her part, shit.
Yeah. Nah, I don't think.
But me personally, I'm not sitting there trying to be like, oh, did I grow this year or not?
I definitely have at some point. I feel like, I don't know if it was in fifth grade or yesterday. I can't remember, honestly, but I've definitely used it at some point. Okay. How often should you wash your hoodies? Like, how many wears does it take to wash your hoodies? When do your hoodies get dirty?
Man, hoodies, I was going to say about this is hoodies and like jeans or like my pants. They're the same, bro. I will wear those like for a month straight without washing that shit.
That's just way too many wears, bro. I'm sorry. That's disgusting. It's at least 5 to 10 wears. 5 to 10 wears for hoodies. I'd say probably 5 on pants. And then jackets. Jackets, a lot of wears. But hoodies, 5 to 10 days for sure.
If it doesn't have any stains or shit on there, I'm wearing the hoodie until it gets a stain on there.
No. You got that mild odor after you wear it for five wears. You got that mild odor inside, especially when you're walking out with it. And there's no chance I'm going a month without washing my hoodie, bro.
Because I'll tell you this, with like even with my pants, I'll have.
I can't believe you're not washing hoodies.
I'm washing them, but it's like every month. Like I don't wear a hoodie every fucking day either.
You are tripping, bro. You are tripping.
I have like 3 or 4 hoodies that are in rotation. I got like 3 or 4 pants that are in rotation. And then once they start getting some stains on there, or some dirty, I'll put them in the wash.
You ever pissed your pants while drunk sleeping?
No, I don't do that. Funny story is, so I'm going to go on a ski trip next week, right? Our annual like ski trip that I do with my buddies from school. And one of my buddies, we usually, you know how in your friend group, you got your little cliques inside the bigger friend group in terms of what you like to do.
Yeah.
Me and my one friend, shout out Ryan. I'll give him a little shout out here, but we usually are the ones that stay up the latest. And we're just, you know, having a good time drinking some beers and, you know, just catching up. Cause I don't really talk to him as much as I should, but at the same time, it's like, he's really busy. I'm really busy, but we're always staying up very, very late during this stuff. Like when we do see each other, just so we can catch up because we, you know, get a little feeling ourselves and whatnot. But my man has a problem with waking up and just pissing in random places. And I don't understand how you, I know you have the weird thing of like pissing in the bottle next to you. Yeah. How do you not just wake up and go to the restroom? When I gotta piss, I gotta piss. So no, I ain't never pissed myself.
I usually piss in a bottle if I want to be quiet, if I'm at somebody's crib, you know. Actually, no, this is at my own damn crib too. But I usually just want to be quiet and I'll just stay in the room and find an empty bottle, piss in it.
Nah, I ain't never pissed myself drunk.
Yeah.
But that's another thing that's weird. Like, people just pissing.
I used to piss myself sober, you know, but I was a little child, you know.
Well, everybody pissed their pants when they was little kids, man.
I feel like there was one golden child out there that didn't piss their pants when they were younger.
That is a goddamn lie. When you like 2 months old, bro, you pissing your shit.
Yeah.
You don't just be like, wah, wah. Your mom's like, all right, well, let me just hold you over the fucking toilet.
Yo, there's this funny story about Wilkes, though. He was really fucking, he was really drunk, and he goes back to the ATO house, and he falls asleep on the couch. And, you know, everyone fucks with Wilkes, this guy. Shout out Wilkes, man. Sorry, I'm telling this story. You're probably not going to like it, but you piss a lot, man. So he goes back to the house, and actually the president of our fraternity, now I can say it since I'm out of college, he had lost his phone that night, and he thought it was funny to go back to the ATO house. He sees Wilkes on the couch. He decides to take a video of himself pissing on Wilkes. Next day, karma comes back. His phone's in Wilkes' pocket. His phone broke.
Wow. Insane. That's full circle karma for sure.
Yeah, dude. He's got pissed on, man. That sucks.
It's a crazy world out there, man. That's for
Anyways,
sure.
That was the quick shooters, man.
Yeah.
What are we? Do we have anything else?
Let's run through. So, I was going to bring up a little bit about kind of our new look in terms of what the podcast is going to come, in terms of like what we're doing. I think a big thing that we got to mention is we're going to get back on TikTok really hard and get, kind of just your feedback, guys. And in terms of like what you like and what you don't like to hear. I think that's a bigger thing that we need to kind of not really focus on, but like get some feedback from you guys that are listening in terms of what kind of direction and what you guys like to hear us talk about and what we don't. So we really want to like have this like lifestyles in terms of like interactions between you guys. I think that was the biggest thing I wanted to make sure we mentioned was just What are we talking about? It's what you guys want us to talk about and bring up. If you guys have any questions or like weird scenarios or I don't know, any
conspiracy theories or anything like that.
Yeah, like anything in terms of what you want to hear us talk about. I think this kind of lifestyle episodes are kind of just geared in terms of, yeah, we like to, you know, shoot the shit with each other. It's kind of our chance to catch up. But at the same time, we want to kind of involve you guys as well. And then another big thing is for our interviews. I would say probably mostly all of our interviews that are going to come up this year are going to be on our lifestyle episodes. This is a place that we'll have the interviews. It kind of gives us more of a free reign just to talk about whatever in terms of just not sticking to basketball. Obviously, if they're basketball related, I know we got a couple of guests that are strictly basketball related people that we do bring on, and we can, you know, have that on the basketball episode or NBA talk or whatever. But this is mostly for non-athletic, you know, musicians, artists, I don't know, TikTok people, you know, Jolie Live, people like, you know, in the entertainment field. Dude.
Let's get some more influencers on here, try to talk to them, man.
Yeah. And I think that's another thing that we also want to mention too, in terms of getting guys involved. If you guys want to hear from somebody or you know, hear of like breaking news or anything like that, let's, you know, shoot us a DM on social media, Instagram, Twitter, whatever it is that you follow on us the most. And, you know, you really want to hear from somebody that just, you know, maybe an artist that just is coming up and released a new song, hit us up, DM us and say, hey, you guys should bring this guy on. He just released a new song or she just released a new song. And we'll, you know, try our best to get them on. It's kind of a, you guys are more a part of the podcast, I feel like, in terms of this lifestyle. Kind of you guys.
Yeah. More interviews, too. Once you're in Nashville, I mean, we'll just bring people on, dude. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Just talk, dude.
Yeah. Because that's what I think that a lot of people like is, you know, some of our bigger numbers are from interviews. Obviously, people love when we get a chance to sit down and talk with people. So I think that was the biggest thing I just wanted to make sure we mentioned before we closed up here. I don't know. You got anything?
Yeah, else? I mean, people are going to be tired of hearing us, you know, our voices after a couple of these episodes in 2022. It's time to get real, dude. It's time to get real out here.
So, yeah, big things will probably be, you know, hopefully in the next month, I think we'll be in studio bringing on big guests together. That's kind of our goals for 2022. So we, again, just appreciate you guys, you know, riding with us, riding the wave.
Yeah, riding the wave. Merch, new merch coming out. New podcast cover art finally coming out. We're excited for that. That's pretty much it, man. We got more to come. Liam and I are excited to not be on the screen talking to each other anymore here in the next couple of months.
Yeah. I'm glad I actually get to talk to you this week, you know.
Yeah.
A couple of weeks in a row that we kind of missed due to holidays.
We were just getting faded, holidays, everything else. Like, I was trying to get everything out of my system before the new year, and now I'm like, okay, cool. You know, everyone's kind of like, okay, cool, let's try to be healthy. Then, like, Friday comes this week, and we're like, dude, what should we do? You know, go out for something. But, yeah, tighten up. Shout out Bud Dupree, baby.
Yeah. I guess with that, I know you don't have anything else. I'll not stay these schools out of here. And we'll catch you guys next week.
So let's get out of here, dog. Namaste. Namaste. Forever young. I wanna be forever young. Do you really want to live forever? Forever and ever. Fear not why, fear not much while we're alive. Life is for living, I'm living uptight. See you somewhere up in the sky. Fear not die, I'll be alive for a million years. Bye-byes are not for legends, I'm forever young. My name shall survive. Through the darkest blocks, over kitchen stoves, over pirates' pots, my name shall be passed down to generations while debating up in barbershops. Young, slung, hung here, shorter than from here. With a little ambition, just what we can become here. And as the father passed the story down to his son's ears, younger kid, younger every year, yeah. So if you love me, baby, this is how you let me know. Don't ever let me go, that's how you let me know, baby.